serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with thanksgiving. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Good morning and welcome to Taylor Tabernacle Live. Welcome to those of you who are streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. And thank you all for those of us who are joining us in person in the sanctuary. We are streaming live from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where the elder Jonathan E. Ford is our pastor. Amen. So we will open this morning with a prayer. Then I will bring Deacon Todd up to read our scripture. And then the next voice that you will hear is that of our pastor, Jonathan E. Ford. Amen. Let us pray. As the deer panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Our Father and our God, we just thank you for blessing us to see just another day. Lord, we lift up to you all who we love. Lord, we lift up to you all who we care for. We ask that you bless them. And Lord, we ask that you meet their needs. May your peace and your joy fill our cups until it runs over. And may your grace sustain us from day to day. We thank you, Lord, for being our healer. We thank you for being our protector. We thank you for being our provider. We just thank you, Lord, for every good thing that comes from your hands. Lord, we commit this day to you and ask for you to go before us. We ask in the name of the only begotten, Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, church. Good morning, everybody. We could all stand for the reading of God's word. I'm going to be reading out of Romans. I'm going to be reading verses 23 through 25. Amen. Amen. And the word of God reads, "And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it." Amen. Amen. The word tells us what? Wait on the Lord. Amen. Amen. And with that, our pastor is going to come and give us that good word. Amen.
Good morning and God bless you. Welcome once again to the tabernacle. As you can see, I'm back in the garden again with yet another sermon from the soil. Amen. Hey, if you have your Bibles, I am going to invite you to turn with me to the Gospel of St. Mark, the fourth chapter. We'll look at verses 30 through 34. The Gospel of St. Mark, the fourth chapter, verses 30 through 34. And then we'll add to the witness out of the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 10. While you're doing that, I'll inspect the garden. And just from a brief inspection, it does appear that our garden is growing. It does appear that our garden is growing. Last Sunday, we had about a 30% harvest. This Sunday, Looks like we're up to a 60% harvest. It may appear to more of you who are joining us via the internet, because last week you couldn't see the harvest. We had it positioned in the wrong place on the pulpit. So it may look like 100% harvest to some of you. But for those that were here in the sanctuary, it's roughly at 60%. And so we're grateful for that. Amen. So if you have your Bibles, and what we'll do, we'll go ahead. If anyone's in the vestibule, you go ahead and let them in. We'll let them in. Good, everybody's coming in. Good, 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 good. And again, Mark, the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 4, verse 30. And we add to the witness out of the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 10. So if you're there in Mark 4, you'll see another parable of Jesus. And he says this. He says, to what shall we liken the kingdom of God? What is the kingdom of God like? Or with what parable shall we picture it? Okay? What parable shall we picture it? He says, it is like a mustard seed, which when it is sown on the ground is smaller than all the seeds on earth. But when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all the herbs and shoots out large branches so that the birds of the air may nest under its shade. And with many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. But without a parable, he did not speak to them. And when they were alone, he explained all things to his disciples. Amen? And we talked about that on last Sunday. He says, to what shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what parable shall we picture it? Just going to rehearse that before we go to the witness out of Zechariah 4:10, because today's sermon is going to be more of a visual presentation than an audible proclamation. Amen? So to get today's sermon, you're going to have to be able to see. Okay? Zechariah 4:10. For who has despised the day of small things? Your translation may say small beginnings. For who has despised the day of small beginnings? For these seven rejoiced to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. For they are the eyes of the Lord, which scan to and fro throughout the entire earth. For who has despised the day of small things? Your translation may read, who has despised the day of small beginnings? And so today, in this visual presentation of the gospel, I want to discuss the mystery of the mustard seed. The mystery. The parable of the mustard seed. And in order to be able to get it, this Sunday, you're going to have to see it. Okay? Now, those of you joining us over the internet, you're not privileged to do so. You're not privileged to have this, but for those of us here in the sanctuary, everyone has received today a packet of mustard seeds. Everyone has received a packet of mustard seed. Amen. And we'll use that as we go forward. Father in heaven, we thank you for the privilege we have today to be gathered in this house around your people, around your word and with your people. We pray this morning that you would give us eyes to see, We pray that you would give us ears to hear. And you pray that you would give us a heart and mind willing to obey. This is our prayer request. We ask it in the name of your beloved Son, the Christ. Amen. You may be seated everywhere. So I'm going to read this fact in your hearing. Okay, I'm going to read this fact in your hearing. Christians are the largest religious group in the entire world. They make up nearly a third, or roughly 2.3 billion people out of the Earth's total population of 7.3 billion. This fact is recorded by the Pew Research Center in their demographic and analysis report published annually. Okay? It's a fact. Christians are the largest religious group in the world. Approximately 2 billion people, over 2 billion, 2.3 billion people are Christians on this planet. Okay? And therein lies the mystery of the mustard seed. Now, if you're with me in the spirit, you already got it. We're down the road. If I sat down there, you say, Pat, that's a good sermon. I got, as soon as you said, I got it. Okay? So let's turn our attention to the text and let's walk it down. Jesus said, to what shall we liken the kingdom of God? He's grasping it. How do I explain to you the kingdom of God? Listen to what he said. He said, I got it. I'm going to use a picture to show it to you. That's what he said, right? This is in your Bible. What parable shall we picture it? He said, what can I say? What can I show you that would cause you to see it? Right? Because right now you can't see it. You don't get it. But what, if I could use something, what can I use? And so, in his illustration, he says, it is like a mustard seed, which when it is sown on the ground is smaller than all the seeds of the earth. Okay? So now, for those of you here in the sanctuary, you have your packet of mustard seeds. Just take it in your hand. Let me be very clear here. Do not open it. Okay? Unless you want to vacuum the church after service, do not open it. Okay? You don't have to open it because I've already opened mine. Okay? I've opened mine. And what I've done on my little side table here, I have placed some mustard seeds. Okay? So, this is the black mustard seed. I got it on this white paper so you can see it, but here it is. For everybody, for the camera, you can barely see it. It's a mustard seed. He said, how do I explain to them the kingdom of God? And this is what he said. It is like a mustard seed. But you're holding it in your hand. What you're holding in your hand is what he told, what he was describing to them. Okay? If you got it, say, I got it. Good. Okay. That's halfway. We're halfway through. It's downhill from here. The mustard seed is not the smallest of all seeds in existence. But it was in comparison to all the other seeds that were sowed in Palestine during Jesus' day.
Okay? So to the Jews, it was. Out of all the stuff they planted, remember, they were farmers. They were sheep herders and farmers. They were agricultural people. So they planted all what they ate, they planted and grew. So out of all that they planted, the mustard seed was the smallest of anything they put in the ground. You got it? This is what he's saying. He said, I'm going to explain to you the kingdom of God, but I'm going to do it in a parable. It's a mystery. So either you're going to see it and get it, or you'll never get it. Right? He said, this is just the way it's going to go. He said, it is like a mustard seed, which we've just talked about. Okay? And this is where I'm going to draw in my reference. We added to the witness out of Zechariah. The prophet told us to do what? Despise not the day of small beginnings. Right? This is what he said. And this is what Jesus is pointing to. The mustard seed is small, almost unnoticeable, right? But yet, he echoes what the prophet says by saying, the kingdom of God is like this, so therefore, do not despise the days of small beginnings. It's a visual sermon. You got to see it or you won't see it. Here it is, verse 32, it's over. But when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all herbs and shoots out large branches so that the birds of the air may nest under its shade. Okay? Now, for my second visual aid this morning. And again, since I can't be in the garden outside preaching to you, I got to bring my garden inside. Come over here, George. I told you it's a visual sermon. Okay? So George's here. He's going to stretch those branches out. There you go. Good man. And just so you know, today, he is not my son, but in fact, he is a mustard shrub. Okay? The mustard shrub has been known to grow as high as 15 feet in the air. Jordan 6:1. The mustard seed, when it grows, grows to be 15 feet high in the air. Are you with me? And it's so high, as it grows, it begins to take on properties that are tree-like, such as having branches. You guys don't even realize that I'm preaching right now. This is in your Bible. I'm not making this stuff up. This is in your Bible. That when the mustard seed grows, as it's on its way up to become 15 feet high, it also begins to sprout out branches. Right? Large enough for birds to nest in them. Right? Are you seeing it? Let me see if you got it. This is the sermon. If you get it, you got it. This is the whole sermon. It starts out small. Unnoticeable. Just, what is that? If it was on the ground, nobody could even see it. Right? But if you allow it to grow, it not only shoots up high, but it stretches. I wish I had a real church.
A real church would help me freeze it. They say, Pastor, I got it. Go home. Go home, get a good lunch. I got it. I got it. It grows up high and it stretches wide. Are you with me on this? Microscopic though it is, the mustard seed produces a large shrub in which birds may nest. Similarly, the kingdom of God arises from obscurity and insignificance to something that will one day be unimaginable. Wait a minute. It's already at 2.3 billion now. And guess what? It's still growing. I wish I had a real church would help me. Here it is. God's reign will not only be more real than what the world can even imagine or conceive, but it will be larger and more encompassing than people can even imagine. Here it is. The mystery of the mustard seed lies in its small and obscure beginnings and how it is hidden and easily overlooked. Are you with me? Now I gotta hurry up because Jordan's arm's getting tired. What appears to be the smallest, nevertheless, is the greatest. I wonder if you heard that before. Out of the most insignificant beginnings, invisible to human eyes, the majority of you couldn't even see what I had in my hand. Look, I couldn't even see it, and I got it in my own hand. Here it is. God is creating his mighty kingdom, which will embrace all nationalities of peoples from around the globe. Watch that. That's the birds nesting in it. Go ahead, tell you finish. You got it. Did y'all get it? Wait. Did you get it? If you got it, say, I got it. Go ahead, George. You're done. Aaron said, wait, I need Jordan back. So if you ever want to know what the mystery of the mustard seed is, there it is. You got a visual. Here it is. I'm finished with it. I'm in. Here it is. What started with one man, then spread to 12 men, called into discipleship with Christ Jesus, which included one being born out of due time. If you got it, you got it. I can't explain it. Then it spread to 120 men and women gathered in an upper room in Jerusalem. Look at somebody say, help the pastor preach. Which then spread to 3,000 men of different nationalities that were saved on the day of Pentecost. Here it is. Here it is. Then it kept on growing until one day Peter and John preached the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And even though they were arrested, Acts 4:4 tells us that about 5,000 men, not including women or little children, were all saved by the name of Jesus. Here it is. Here it is. And all throughout the New Testament and down through church history, great revival has taken place throughout the church. And it has been led
by many great preachers, such as the Apostle Paul, one born out of due time. It included the likes of Charles Spurgeon, Martin Luther, John Wesley, George Whitfield, Jonathan Edward, for who I am also named, John Knox, John Calvin, John Wycliffe, Sojourner Truth, help me preach it. And it's gone down to our time to include Billy Graham, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Bishop T.D. Jakes, Bishop Vashti McKenzie, and the kingdom of God is still growing. 2.3 billion is not done yet, because the mystery of the mustard seed is that in God's kingdom, it may start out small, but it will grow. It must grow. It shall grow into something so unbelievable. That's how you know it is of God. Somebody shout yes. And it's all the mystery of the mustard seed. And because it's so small, so many people overlooked it, thought it nothing. They didn't know what they were missing. Here it is. I'll close with this. God's kingdom shall keep on growing until that day which the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with an angelic shout and with the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God. I feel my preacher coming. And this is what the Thessalonian writer said. And the dead in Christ will rise up first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. It's going to keep on growing, keep getting higher, keep getting wider until that day that Christ himself shall appear. It's the mystery of the mustard seed. So whatever you do in Jesus' name, do it until God, prospers it. Somebody shout yes. Woo! He said that is what the kingdom of God is like. He walked among them. He ate with them. He healed their sick. He raised their dead. Healed all manners of infirmity. And yet, so many people missed it. And they missed it because they never understood the mystery of the mustard seed. Things in the kingdom of God
Start small. That's why most people don't even know you're saved. No fanfare. No pomp and circumstance. But in a private moment between you and Christ Jesus, the sower sows a seed into your ground, and nobody notices and nobody cares except the gardener who works in the ground. That seed gets in that ground and it just starts working. And little by little, what was almost nothing begins to sprout up and grow into something that is unbelievable. If we were to tell our real testimonies, so many people wouldn't even believe it. If you really knew where God brought me from and what He really did in my life. Here you go. If I could feel confident enough to just tell you what He's doing in my ground right now. I was never to have this kind of fruit in my life. But thanks be to God. One day the sower came near my ground and he threw some seed, which when it fell, I was stony ground. I was thorny ground. I was wayside ground. But thanks be to God. Next Sunday, I'm going to explain to you that God is really a gardener. But that's next Sunday. You got to come back. Got to come back. But what a real gardener does is he works the ground. The gardener doesn't bother the seed. The seed is what it is. But the only thing the gardener can do is work the ground. And I thank him for beginning the process of working in my ground, because I was thorny ground. I was stony ground. But one day, Christ, one day, the kingdom of God fell into my ground. And little by little, bit by bit, he began to change my ground. So much so that now I'm able to bring forth spiritual fruit. Some 30, some 60. And when he comes again and we're changed 100-fold, all because I laid hold to the mystery of the mustard seed. May the Lord bless you richly and abundantly with this simple parable. And may it spring up. I wish I had Jordan back here. Spring up into something large and beautiful in the kingdom of God. God bless you, Taylor.
Amen. The mystery of the mustard seed. 2.3 billion. But there's still room for you. for you and for you. If this message touched your heart and you accepted the invitation to Christ, please visit www.taylortabernacle.com and go to our contact us page. Check the box, I am interested in becoming a Christian, and leave us a short message with your contact information, and someone from our staff will contact you and discuss the next steps in your Christian journey. And if you have a prayer request, please go back to our website, www.taylortabernacle.com. Go to our prayer request page, or simply just call our church at area code 215-748-4578 and leave a voicemail so we will be able to respond to you. Remember to hit subscribe on your YouTube page or follow us at Facebook at Taylor Tabernacle so that you are informed and up to date with all our upcoming events and gatherings. Amen? And in addition, if you're not receiving our weekly emails, please send us your new email address and we will add you to our list. And as always, we thank you. And at this time, we will transition to our period of giving, for it is offering time. And here at the Tabernacle, you are able to give through one of three ways. You can give by text to give, online giving through our website, or by using the U.S. Postal Mail Service. To give by text message, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. And to give by U.S. mail, simply send a check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19139. And for those of us who are gathered together in the sanctuary, you will find two baskets near the side ramp door, one for your tithes and offering, and the other for to be a blessing for the preacher of the hour. And as always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministry. And at this time, I will turn the service over to our Deacon Todd McCoy for our church announcement.
Go ahead, I got it. Don't worry.
Amen. I'm going to read our announcements, but I want to read scripture so that you understand the announcement I'm going to make, even though you heard it before. Reading from John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35. Verse 34, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Amen? Amen. We are all familiar with that scripture, but the reason why I wanted to read it is because I'm going to read the announcements, and I want us to understand this here in the sanctuary and elsewhere, because you are always invited to join us for service. We have room in the sanctuary. We have room in the overflow, but we still have to follow regulations. And also understand this. When you decide to join us for in-person worship, please take your temperature before you leave your house and bring a mask. Now, we do have extra masks here, but we want you to understand that as you come and visit us, we are still masking except for when we are up in the pulpit. And as we love one another, we know just like every church, we have some people that are older and we have some young ones that cannot get vaccinated right now. So we want to show that love to one another. We know what's going on in the news, but we want to make sure in God's house that we show that love. Amen. Amen. So you are invited to join us, but please come prepared. At least check yourself, or when we come in here, we also take your temperature. Amen. 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 And additionally, during this COVID period, we're still having a suspension of our van service. Amen. Amen. Now, prayer and Bible study is taking place on Wednesday nights at 7.
There's the Google link, which has been emailed to you. I'm sure Reverend Kirsten is also posting it. Our pastor has been teaching us, and it has been fantastic. Amen. If you ever want to get a true breakdown, make sure you come in every Wednesday to hear him break down the word for us. Amen. Amen. Now, on July 25th, it's our back to school Sunday. Hey, we got some claps and some woo in the house. We will be celebrating with our Celeste Williams Scholarship recipients. And we're also going to have an in-person gardening class. So with the Celeste Williams applications, those were due on Friday. It's an opportunity. It's a scholarship fund for our young folks. Amen. Amen. There are plenty of the submitted things. We had them submit videos. And hopefully in the near future, you will get to see some of our young recipients and the videos they have done answering questions about the effect God had on their life during this COVID crisis. Amen. Amen. Now, if you have a prayer request, if you have any questions about the church, one, you can always call us at 215-748-4578. But also, we have our website, right? KellerTabernacle.com. Amen. There's a prayer tab where you can make a prayer request. There's things where you can read about the church, our activities, our pastor, our history. Amen. So that not only can you join us, you can also look on the internet and find things out. But always remember, you can call us, you can email us. We will reach out to you. If you have a question, if you're visiting us online, you have a question about the sermon or the service, call that number, 215-748-4578. We will get back to you. We will answer your questions. We will help you because we are all here to serve the Lord and not ourselves. So the questions you have are a valid question for you. The prayers you have for the people in your life, call us. We will pray with you for them. Amen. Amen. So with that, those are our announcements. I'm going to call our pastor back out so he can give the benediction, and we will be done for today. Everything else. Amen. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you once again, Taylor, for your faithfulness in attending. Thank you for your faithfulness and your attention to the Word of God. How wonderful. What it says, how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And what a real joy to see so many new faces in our congregation. So many of the members coming back. So many of our young people coming back. What a real joy. What a real joy to see your face. But let's keep Deacon Todd's admonishment in mind, especially on next Sunday, looking hopefully to see all of you. Just wear your mask. Come on out. Looking to see our young people. The life and vitality of our church as they're coming out, looking to see all of our parents and supporters of YLE. It's going to be a great time on next Sunday. One thing I just want to mention in closing in regards to the gardening, two things. One, visit our website, turningthetide.com. I want you to do it. Matter of fact, you can do it right now if you're online. Visit it because, one, we have a brand new website. The First Lady has redone our website, and it looks fantastic. Do it right now while you're online, turningthetide.com. That's number one. Number two, you're going to see a post about next Sunday in our garden. This is a question I want to answer, and I wanted to do it broadly so everyone can hear it. While our focus will be to get young people in the garden, because I was talking with my dad as we were driving to church this morning, and he made a true statement, and that is every young person can benefit from working in a garden. You learn so much about life. Watch this, church folk. And it was also one of the common elements used in the preaching of Jesus Christ. He often drew on an agricultural background reference to explain. Today's sermon is a great example. Something out of the gardening life, something out of that they could all relate to. Now, they couldn't relate to it spiritually, but they could relate to it naturally, and he was trying to reveal to them the spiritual implications. So there is something that can be learned out of gardening by everybody, okay? So get that. So I want to say that in reference to next Sunday, we start our classes for the garden. the classes are targeted for young people, but some but adults have been asking me, Pastor, can we take the classes? Here's the answer. Yes, you can. Okay? Yes, you can. We're targeting young people because we want to get them started early. But if you're not a young person, you're over 18 and want to take the classes, you're more than welcome. But what you have to do, and why I'm driving you to the website, is you must RSVP. Go to the website, scroll down, you'll see it, the Gardening Project, and it's asking you to RSVP, and all you're doing is saying, hey, I want to take the gardening class. That's all you're doing. That lets us know, therefore we can prepare adequately when the classes start next Sunday. Okay? So if you'll do that for me, okay? Those in the sanctuary, those of you that are online, thank you. I see some of you registering already. Go to turningthetide.com, scroll down, RSVP, saying, Pastor, I want to take some gardening classes. The opportunity is yours. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep us, to present us faultless, blameless, without any sin or transgression noticeable before the heavenly Father and his holy angels. Lord, we thank you for that. Thank you for washing away our sins. Thank you for planting the kingdom of God in our heart. Small and unnoticeable in the beginning, but it's growing into something unbelievable. Thank you for it. We praise you for it. Now go with us. Keep us. Live in us. Live through us. And let the light of your Son shine brightly in our lives. This is our request, and we ask it in his name. And all of God's people say amen. Amen. Amen again. Come on, give God the best praise you can. Come on, give him your best. Your best. Your best praise. Your best praise. God bless you. Tell an angel.